brought to you by EXO Auto Works. EXO Auto Works is Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios. Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-634-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products, so you should click the link below and use the code TLANE15, that's TLANE15, for 15% off your order. The Toolbar, our new line of handmade soap produced in partnership with Crafts by Carolyn Lane, available on Etsy. This soap packs a punch of manly scent, like oak and fig, fresh-cut lumber, cedar, and more masculine fragrances being developed all the time. With a soft touch of natural oils to cleanse and moisturize, use the link below to buy the Toolbar now. Once you try it, you'll never want to wash with anything else.
From EXO Auto Works. Streaming all over the world. It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity. With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane. It's Mad Tools.
Well, you heard it. You heard it here first. It's Man Tools. Back again on another Thursday night for a Thrills and Spills chilling episode of Making Men Manly Again.
It's finally cooling down.
Finally. It was bizarre. It was just super bizarre. It was just 2 days and I was like, nope, I'm going to just cool out.
Yeah.
What I find interesting, though, is everyone's calling me for sprinkler blowouts already. I'm like, you're okay.
Well, you know, I was curious about that because it did get down to like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Which is getting close to freezing, so
yep.
Let me ask you this. Before it's time for the blowout, and you're looking at freezing temperatures, what should you do?
That's a good question. First off, schedule your sprinkler maintenance tech and ask them when they're, or call them and ask them when they're planning on coming out.
Okay.
Here's what they're going to tell you. Not till like mid-October or late October or 1st of November. And you might get a phone call back saying, we're going to get a quick freeze. It's going to dip to 31, 30 degrees at night. So we're going to do a half shutdown, which is instead of blowing them all out. Because you got to remember, we get like sunny and 75 all the way through November.
Yeah, but even on those nights... The problem is the night, right? Because it could be 30 and then 70 in the afternoon the next day.
Yeah, I sure can. So we do what's called a half shutdown. And we turn off the water in the house and then open up the exterior backflow, which is made out of copper. So the water has somewhere to move and drain.
Okay.
And then charge it back up.
Hmm.
A quick charge because it's going to be 70 and 50 for
right,
the next month.
Yeah.
And then once it starts dipping, it's consistently in the upper 30s at night. It's just not worth the risk.
Right.
So what happens is your sprinkler tech comes back out, shuts it down in the house, opens up the bleeder valve in the petcocks in the backflow system, hooks up a air compressor. And then blows out each zone. If you got somebody that's got a huge air compressor, you can blow out all the zones at once. But I find doing one by one and then doing them again is a great way to make sure you don't have busted sprinkler pipe, busted heads, busted backflow preventers.
Right.
Busted valves. And then you open everything up, which is so counterintuitive, right? But you need the water to drain and have somewhere to go. So you actually open up all your valves and you open up all your petcocks.
See, here's where water is weird. You always hear, and for the most part it's accurate, cold makes things contract, heat makes things expand.
Yep, it's the other way around.
Not water. When water freezes, it gets bigger.
Yep, it gets bigger. Its overall volume gets bigger. Its mass doesn't change.
Right,
but the air molecules that are caught inside it, they freeze around it.
So if it is stuck and trying to get bigger,
yep,
it'll blow out.
That's why it's... And honestly, it's why it's designed to do that. Funny. It's a funny old world we live in. Because in other parts of the world, I'm living in the Cali, right? They never have to shut them down.
Yeah.
They go all year round. They're like, what do you mean, sprinkler blowouts? I was like, that's not an industry here.
It's like my brother...
Oh, hey, what's up, Craig? How you doing? Good to see you in the chat thread.
My brother is an irrigation tech in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee. You know what it does in Tennessee all the time?
Rain.
Uh-huh.
The only sprinkler tech, good sprinkler tech jobs in those wet climates are fire suppression sprinklers.
You know, he still works in like landscaping, irrigation stuff, but he's like, it's never like, oh, the grass is dying.
Never. You don't have brown spots unless it's...
If anything, it's like, why is this place flooded?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that season is upon us.
Yeah.
It's coming in quick. It's coming in hot. And if you are confident enough to do it yourself, give it a shot. Or have somebody show you that's done it a bunch of times. That would be better. Because the mistakes I find are people who live on hills and slopes and they don't blow out certain zones enough, so all the water pools at the bottom where the sprinkler head is and expands and blows it literally out of the ground.
Right. Yeah.
It just comes right out of the ground. What else on that topic? That's pretty much it. The shutting that down. And then here's what else is really good for you at this time of year. You've been lazy all summer long and you haven't cleaned your furnace. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Those furnace filters need changed out. If you're wondering why your house smells like dirty socks the first night it gets super cold and your furnace kicks on, well, all of that is just piled up right there in your vents and your ducts, and it's right there. I will guarantee I keep a flame sensor and a thermocouple and an igniter in the truck starting in October at all times.
Yep.
I just order 3 packs of each from Amazon. Those will be gone by Christmas.
Yeah.
2 of them will be gone on Christmas. Because the only time your furnace and water heater and stuff goes out is when you have family over and on the holidays there. Yeah. So it'll be a guarantee your furnace is going to go out on Christmas. Have it maintenance now. Changing the seasons.
Yeah.
The day got weird. It was sunny and shiny, and then it was dark at 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, yeah, today's first day of fall.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. Well, that was a fun tangent. Super fun tangent. Yeah. Super helpful. I think if you guys need any help, give Madrid Maintenance a call at 963-2020.
And I need to correct the number in the ad.
It's all good. It's all good. let's see what else I got. That workflow, man. That workflow. Hey, if anybody out there are tax professionals, I haven't had a W-9 job in like a decade. I don't know how to fill out the, or a W-2 job, so I don't know how to fill out those W-4s. Apparently I'm paying like 35% tax on my check. Dumbass.
Well, they'll probably ask you, do you want a big refund or do you want to get paid more throughout the year?
Yeah. Well, right now it looks like it'll be the big refund, and I'm not a big fan of loaning the government money.
Yeah, and letting interest them earn free, interest, yeah.
Interest free on, yeah, for all this.
They're going to put it somewhere that earns.
Oh, sure. I'm not getting any of it. I'd rather do that. I've been
going through this rigmarole. Well, to the tax thing, I had a thing last year where suddenly my daughter's mother, I've been claiming her. Suddenly my daughter's mother goes, I'm claiming her from now on, and I already filed my taxes. And I'm like, okay. So I do my taxes with one less dependent, and it goes, you owe us like $1,000 or whatever. Wasn't terrible, but it was still like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay you. And then I had to go back and like fix my dependents because she stole one from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be honest, I wouldn't have cared if at the beginning of the year we talked about it, because I've been claiming her all along. If she went, you know, I'd like to claim her for a while, can we change that? I would have been open to that discussion, and all right, cool. But middle of February, getting into March, like finally getting W-2s and all the documents and stuff, and she just jumps that on me.
Yep.
Like, oh, I already filed and I claimed her. I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
Surprise. Surprise. Jeez.
Yeah.
This year's going to be the easiest year ever for me for the tax thing.
So you're just working a gerb?
Yeah, just jerking a gerb. I have one piece of paper for y'all. Here you go. Craziness. And all the profits we make here, though, just the...
Well, I mean...
Yeah, the bazillion dollars.
Here's what we do with those. We do like what all billionaires do. We buy stock.
Hookers and blow?
Wait, I was reading about this today. You know why billionaires don't end up paying taxes?
Yeah, I do.
They buy stock, okay? Then they take out loans on that stock. They don't sell it and collect a capital or have a capital gains that is taxable. They just borrowed money, which you don't have to pay taxes on a loan.
Right. Yep.
They go, I tell you what, if this loan doesn't work out, you can have my stock. That's my collateral. And duh. So when you see these gazillionaires saying, oh, yeah, I think it's perfectly reasonable to have a higher income tax and we should pay our fair share.
They're not
going to be paying their fair share anything. Because of an income tax increase.
Yeah. Thanks, people. I've known that one for a while.
I knew that they, because of course there's the memes that were going around. Donald Trump only paid $128 of taxes. Well, first off, he paid like millions of dollars, but had it over the course of a number of years, and that was just the final year of his payments for that particular settlement.
Right.
Number one. Number two, yeah, rich people avoid paying taxes. You don't be rich by frivolously spending money.
Yeah. Taxes are definite frivolity.
They're not benefiting from them. It's not like they're collecting welfare. Their companies do, but...
Yeah. The woman in the white dress. Yeah. Tax the rich.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
Then did you hear that designer is apparently a fucking...
gajillionaire?
She's like wanted for tax fraud.
Sure.
And tax evasion.
Yeah.
Her whole staff is like unpaid interns. learning about fashion.
Trade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Work harder, bun your feet. Wow. That's a good one. Yep. I could see that.
And then
totally
I guess
happening.
She was doing the withholding and not paying the government.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she was keeping their withholding, and I don't know, who knows where that is, but...
Spending on a dress.
I guess.
I mean, I don't understand. I have to vet contractors to the nth degree just so they can go into customers' houses, and this is a government official who can't get a designer vetted real quick?
Well, look, since we went down the road of AOC, she was doing the job that she was qualified for before she was elected, tending bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where she should still be. It's only the cult of personality that got her into what she's doing now.
Sure.
It's not because she has amazing, groundbreaking, original ideas.
No, no, but...
As Winston Churchill said, if you're not liberal when you're young, you don't have a heart. And if you're still liberal when you're old, you don't have a brain.
Finding that so true now. So true. So true.
He may have said socialist. I don't, but it's something like that. It's like...
Something to that effect.
When you're young, of course, you think those welfare helps poor people. And then you get older and you see all the shit that can be bought with an EBT card that has nothing to do with food.
Yeah. Freely admit, we were food stamp kids, trailer park boys. We're younger. Which was dubious at best, because all my friends were like, oh, we're broke, we're poor, we can't pay. And they run around Nikes, and their dads are dentists and lawyers and stuff. You know, and you're like, whatever, dude. And then give me shit for, you know, having food stamps at the city market to,
you know. Well, you know, I think that's something that's lost, too. And I'm not necessarily saying there's no shame anymore. Like, people don't necessarily even know that you're using that program because it's just like a debit card.
Sure.
You go through self-checkout, or even at the checkout, it's not like, you know, you just swipe the card. But at one time, there was something that drew attention to the fact, which kind of meant that you really had to be desperate enough to need it to go on it.
Right. Because
you wouldn't want to face the stigma of seeing someone you know at the grocery store and pulling out a book of food stamps to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now it's just like, hell yeah, I got an EBT. Why wouldn't I have an EBT? Oh, I've so you said can't on, work? Oh, no, I can.
Yeah,
I'm not
I can.
Going to.
I said on this show about a year ago, I tried to go get food stamps. Like, you make too much money. Yeah. Like, how?
If that were true, I would have groceries.
How? I'm going to eat at Trevor's house. Like,
Oh, man. Well, should we get into some news?
Yeah, let's check in real quick over here and say hi to Keys and see Craig and Keys, and Carrie and whoever else is watching. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
If you have comments, questions, rebuttals, snarky input, please feel free.
Yeah, chat or call. The phone lines are they're not. I didn't open the phone thing. So we'll get the news thing going, and then I'll open up the phones. So this is a fun local story to start things off from right here in Colorado Springs.
Big-eyed girl does blowjob. But,
well,
I mean, it looks like
that would be a good headline.
Wait, what?
We could start a new segment where we do we'll try to guess the actual headline.
Yeah, I can totally do that.
A warning from a Colorado Springs woman tonight after contractors she hired smashed her bathroom shower that they had just remodeled. KRDO News Channel 13's Spencer Soischer saw the aftermath of that destruction and joins us in studio tonight. Spencer?
Sydney, it's a must-see video. A pair of Colorado Springs contractors who hadn't been paid in full yet returning to a customer's house. Their mission, to destroy the project they've been working on. Now the customer speaking to us tonight to try to make sure this doesn't happen to any of you. Amber Truckee's brand new shower is ruined.
We put weeks into this, thousands of dollars into this.
So are many of the tiles on the floor, the walls smashed, her sense of security destroyed, all by the contractor she hired to redo her bathroom.
Just a little backstory there. This contractor did that work, and apparently she owns the house but has a roommate. If you were wondering, like,
why did he get in the house?
So the roommate thought was apparently not in on all of the what's happening with the dispute.
Yeah.
You know, because she's like, she's just renting a room there. Dude knocked on the door. She recognized him because he's been working on the bathroom for the last however long.
Yep.
And went, oh, you must be here to do some more work. And they had tools in their hands. So she let them in. And then, of course, when this started, she started taking video.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They showed up with just a crowbar, a Sawzall, and a sledgehammer.
Truckee lives with her dog and her roommate, who let the contractors back in on Saturday while Truckee was at work, figuring they were coming back to pick up some of their materials. Turns out they were doing way more than just that.
Sir, please stop.
Is somebody going to pay me?
Watching it just like brings tears in my eyes. It makes me sick. It makes me scared. This was more than just trashing my bathroom. This, like, my sense of safety is gone.
The contractors from Dream Home Remodel had done some other work in the house, fixing two
To wear your company swag.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Big time.
To wear your company swag. People... Oh, that wasn't shown up. Hang on. I'm going to back it up just a little bit.
People have lost all sense of reality.
House fixing two fans and working on the back. Fixing two fans and working on the back door.
Wearing the company swag and knowing you're on video.
Wait, fixing the fan. The fan looked good, but this looks like dog shit. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, we'll keep watching a little.
They'd been paid $3,300 of a $7,500 bill. But Truckee didn't think they'd done a good job.
Wanted to be wowed, and I wasn't wowed, but I knew she was coming back Friday to clean things up, and maybe I'd be more impressed then. And so I was not going to pay them until I saw the actual finished product.
What she was wowed by, though, was how they demolished the shower and how putting off the payment set off the contractors. Co-owner of Dream Home Remodel, Jordan Cesaris, says the story is fabricated and sent KRDO a statement writing, quote, repossessed the tile.
Repossessed?
Hang on, let me.
Tile shower.
Walked in the house?
For Truckee, it's a lesson.
I don't know how you can have something like that caught on video. And now video can be deceptive or whatever. But to come back and just say, no, we were repossessing our materials. Like, okay. If that was the case, you wouldn't like destroy the drywall that's behind there, you know? And I don't know how you could even do that.
I do.
Peel the tiles off or whatever and take them home or whatever.
You take a Sawzall and you cut the whole shower out at the drywall in 5 or 6 chunks and just take it with you.
There you go.
Back down to the studs.
All right.
However, that's not how it works. Watch, we'll spin on it. We'll have a little conversation about reality check.
She's now learned to vet anyone she hires before they come into her home.
Because obviously sometimes people are not what they seem. And that was certainly the case this time.
Cesaris wasn't willing to speak to us on camera because he said he's received death threats since the incident. Truckee says she plans to take the remodeling company to small claims court.
Yeah.
Reporting in the studio tonight, I'm Spencer Soischer for KRDO News Channel 13.
That wouldn't even be small claims. But here's what you can do. And I've done it. You wait your 30 days to get paid because the state recognizes a 30-day net, right, as being typical in any legal contract.
Okay.
Okay. You wait your 30 days. You send a certified letter. You go do other jobs. You go make more money. You use that. I'm just going to say this. I saw a couple of things in there that I don't know happened. But if they happened before the shower was paid for and there was those chips in the tile and fucked off grout and all that, I'd be like, yeah, finish the job and I'll get you paid.
Right.
You're not done yet.
Properly.
That tile needs to go. It's a pain in the ass, but I did it. I've done it. I've walked through with my hockey puck. I take a hockey puck and like run it on the tiles, and if they go twink.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, bust that tile out, start over. Anyway, you wait your 30 days and you send a certified letter with a late fee up to 20% of the remaining balance, because that's what the law says you can do.
Right.
You wait another 30 days as you're doing other jobs and you're just dealing with your managerial finance because you just put a finance charge on it, right, to cover that lost time of that money. And at 60 days, you put a lien on the house. That's the best you can do legally. Then they freak out.
I bet.
They're like, wait, what?
Wait, I can lose my whole house?
Because, wait. I'm now. Yeah. I can't get refied. I can't get my credit pulled. I can't do certain things. I can't sell the house. I can't, if a renter comes in and I have a legal contract with them and they could get all their money back on the rent because there was a lien on the house.
Right.
That's what you can do.
Cool.
And I'll tell you what, when I put a mechanics lien on dipshit's house up north, he got that letter. I got a phone call within 30 minutes. Hey man, what the hell is this? Like, I was like, you want your house back? Like,
it's been 60 days.
It's been 60 days and a certified letter.
Received at least two.
And a late fee.
Yeah.
How about this? I'll waive that late fee if you get me paid by Friday.
Yeah.
I was paid the next day. Cash money. I'll meet you at lunch. Take this off my house.
And look, I'm a huge fan of creative wording of stuff, but to call that repossessing your materials is... look... No. Maybe if you weren't caught on video or there wasn't any evidence that that's what you did, but no.
What's interesting, though, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, he did a bathroom shower for about $7,000. A little steep. Right in there, depending on the stuff. But the materials he got, he was already paid $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
That covered all that tile.
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
So that was really her tile at that point.
Oh, yeah. The materials, and he got paid that up front for materials.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, maybe do better work, because I watched him bust out that shower. And I don't, like I said in that message I sent you on the tagged on that thing, I said there's no vapor barrier in the back wall going outside. The insulation looks all fucked off. Looks like the wrong shit. I don't know. He kind of screwed himself, because you should have seen all of us contractor guys just ripping him apart,
right?
Like,
yeah.
On that thread. I was like, where's the vapor barrier? One guy goes, yeah, no shit. It looked weird. Like, we were all like, ding, 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 ding. So, ladies and gentlemen, actually, she went with the cheapest guy, and that's what happened. Get what you pay for. What are they called? Dream homes?
Yeah, I think dream home renovations. Or
soon
something
to
like
be
that.
Called home dreams renovation.
Yeah, soon to be. Yeah, I'm quite sure they're going to be doing a DBA or something to get that name changed.
Here's the other thing. If that guy had any decent kind of insurance, after 180 days, the insurance will typically pay for it. You have to do a claim.
Yeah.
Non-payment.
It's called writing off. I mean, you write off.
I mean, yeah. And then
all kinds of businesses write off stuff.
You write that one off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's get into this. I'm kind of excited about this.
I'm super stoked about this. Let's go to San Francisco, shall we?
We'll just play it and see if folks get what we're looking at.
Yep.
Thomas, you seem particularly triggered right now. Can you tell me what happened?
I've had dreams that weren't just dreams.
Am I crazy? We don't use that word in here. Hi.
Have we met?
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Time to fly.
If you want the truth, Neo, you're going to have to follow me.
The only thing that matters to you is still here. I know it's why you're still fighting and why you will never give up.
You don't know me.
No?
Gonna get a copyright ding just for the music.
Just for the music.
But obviously this is for the new Matrix, what's it called? Revolutions, I believe is
Resurrections.
The title. Resurrections?
Yeah.
It was Revolutions, but
okay. That was already done.
Okay. Yeah, I dig it.
Dude,
at least what I've seen.
It's gonna, if you cut all the little shit like the Merovingian's ring and the birds flying in the sky and how the Oracle used said there's a programmer for everything and even the birds in the sky.
Yeah.
Like all these, the callbacks to the cat.
Yeah.
The deja vu. So there's so many. I don't know. I don't want to speculate too heavily, but I would imagine that this is a, not the Matrix. It's a Matrix to hold Neo prisoner so he doesn't fuck up the Matrix that still wouldn't work.
I wasn't going there, but that's an interesting theory. The other thought I had was, was it the very last one? When the architect or whatever is like, this has happened like a gazillion times.
Like a gazillion times.
It just keeps happening.
Yeah.
So.
But he helped them out.
You're going to do it again, and then we'll, you know.
And in the real world, in the real world, oh my god, you know, he gets his eyes burned and do you see the robots working on him in that flash scene?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this is a Matrix within the Matrix.
Could be.
It's like a sub-Matrix just to keep him at bay.
Yeah.
Lock him down, shut him up, but because they might need him again.
Right, yeah. We'll see. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, Key says she can't wait to see it. Looks weird, but exciting. I agree. I mean, there's multiple reasons they recast Lawrence Fishburne's part. And I feel like it's because when they did a reboot of The Matrix, it went to a younger version of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Or it's his kid, or I don't know. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But there's no way Lawrence Fishburne is going to fit into
It'll either be explained or glossed over. Right?
Just like this show. We either explain ourselves or gloss it over. I'm super excited for that. That's going to be the Santa's Christmas present to me is The Matrix.
Yeah.
At the cool little theater up on Fillmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to get them to be a sponsor.
Which theater is that?
That Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know.
So, onto something a little more serious. I'm going to give you some backstory here on this video that we're about to play. The mayor of San Francisco.
Say no more.
Keep in mind, this is a place where, although it's not legal, technically, there's no enforcement. You can shit everywhere in the streets. You can set up a tent wherever you feel like. You can't have a burrito on the train, though.
That's right.
As we covered a while back.
Or a handgun. anywhere in town.
And now they've gone back into a very strict, like, masking, don't go out unless you have to, that kind of stuff. Well, check this out. This is the mayor of San Francisco, like, right after issuing those COVIDiocy orders.
COVIDiocy.
So she's the lady in the back with the braids or whatever they're done up. I wish I could show my mouse.
Hold the phone.
No, it's the lady behind the lady holding the phone. Yeah, so she just issued an order. Everyone's supposed to be wearing masks. So it's not even just that she's not wearing a mask. She's at a party or whatever. I don't know if it's just she went out to a club, but no one here is wearing. And look, and I don't think anyone should have to wear masks, right? That's kind of been our thing all along.
Yep.
But for politicians to say, here are the rules, and then break them.
We have a problem with hypocrisy, not with science. Oh, yeah. Keith said, local handgun thing is true. I know it's true. Your sheriff warned you about it.
And
but here's this chick saying...
So now she was questioned about it by the local press, which I'm surprised they had the guts to do, but good on them.
Yeah.
I had a good time at the Black Cat, and I think it's sad that this is even a story.
Oh, my God.
The fact is...
I had a good time cheating on you with your brother, but I'm sad you're even bringing it up. That's basically what she's saying.
Monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers,
it's okay for
Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years.
So this is just, remember a while back when the governor there went to that super fancy restaurant,
yep.
No one was wearing masks, and I think dining in at that point was like verboten.
Remember when the Wicked Witch of the West went and got her hair cut?
Well, yeah, but the excuses they use. So Newsom goes, well, it was my friend's 50th birthday, and it's like, we all have fucking friends that are turning something that's fucking a milestone.
Yep.
So fuck us if we want to go hang out with them.
Yeah, the hypocrisy.
And same thing here. Well, I have this, you know, fuck you and the band that you, you know, haven't seen in 20 years that you want to see. I want to see if it gets to it quickly because we're not going to watch six
They
minutes.
Are just really... some of the most incredible artists in the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate. Not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal.
Oh my God,
these incredible musicians who perform.
That isn't the story. That's why it's
really
getting lost.
Yeah.
Spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there. And from my perspective, you know, I was there, I was eating, and I was drinking, and I was sitting with my friends, and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into
Because here's why that's a problem. The mask mandate that she issued has nothing, it says regardless of vaccination status. So fuck you again.
About being maskless. No, I'm not gonna sip and put my mask on.
That's the other thing. Maybe she hasn't done that, but there are places that where they're saying that that's what you should be doing. Like when you fly, flight attendants are going mask up in between sips and bites.
Yeah.
Put my mask on. Sip and put my mask on.
All
right.
We're gonna stop it there. Later in the interview, she said something like, "Well, I was moved by the spirit." Well, you know, we're all moved by some kind of spirit.
Yep.
And That's not an excuse. You issue an order, you should at least you should be following your own orders. Like, what the fuck?
No, it's not. It's no.
Which, and here's what it tells me. These people don't believe that it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't behave this way.
They know that it's not.
It's the flu with a better publicist.
It is. It's a gnarly flu. And again, on man tools right here. Those of you with predispositions towards illnesses and high risk factors like, you know, age and pneumonia and things that, you know, I worry about my Grammy. She's an old lady. She gets the flu. She's going to knock her out. She gets Rona. It'll knock her out. She needs to wear a mask. She needs to be careful. I need to be careful when I'm around her. Yeah. Right now, you want to share a bong? Like, because we're good.
Yeah, before anyone, they're anti-vaxxers. We have never said.
Never once said that.
That people shouldn't take even the coronavirus vaccine. I've never said that. The only thing that we have ever said is you should talk to your own trusted medical professional, the doctor that you have a relationship with,
yep,
and do what they tell you to do.
Yep. You guys work it out. That's between you and your doctor.
What we have a problem with are the blanket mandates from government officials who don't know you.
Yep.
They don't know. I mean, and here's the thing too. You may go to the doctor and ask him about that, and he may end up going, "Ooh, you have this thing," which if you just went to the drive up, stab you in the arm as you drive up,
you might be dead, but by the time you hit the end of the driveway, you might be allergic to it. Your physician had kept something that he's known you've had for years. So that's our standpoint on it. And we keep having to reiterate that to these people who want to just lump us in with a bunch of other buttholes. I'm just going to say this. We are our own unique buttholes.
That's right.
On this show. We are definitely our own buttholes. Don't lump us in with all those other ones.
All right, so let's move on to some cool stuff. So here's something cool. Yes, that's a motorcycle flooding in here. Check this out. All right, maybe not that loud.
That's all right. It's going to be loud. No shit.
All right, so in the comments on this video on Facebook, somebody said, oh, those are two different machines. They claim, I'm going to back it up. No, not to the. Somehow they claim, and maybe they're right. If you look at those at jet engines, there's no way that those could fold into the wheels that you're then seeing. But I'm not so sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at it. Look at it again. Those are different wheels. Same machine. I don't think it's transformers. Not like they think. I don't think they're saying it does.
Nope. It can transform.
Where's the engines?
Oh, okay.
They're sitting on the outside.
So, I think I get what's going on. He has to add something to it for the wheels. But I don't think it's a completely separate machine. I think he just tacks on some stuff to make wheels.
The hell you
maybe
say?
Not, I don't know.
The hell you say?
It can only fly for 10 minutes. That's the big... I guess Lazarus makes a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Looks like a Barbie.
But
big wheel.
I thought that was rad. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, even for 10 minutes, get you up to the third level of the parking garage in style.
Or in some kind of action movie, if you were being chased.
Right.
It'd be long enough to get you away.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I can think of is if you're going for that ravine and you wanted to transform it on the fly, that might take a minute.
It definitely does. It is not. It's not. I'm going, and now I'm a jet.
Yeah. No. Well, give it 10 years. We'll be there.
And you know what else is cool? Of course.
Give them 5 years, they could probably get it done.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see Cone on the news?
No.
Yeah, that chick from the news was here. They did a little thingy in the shop.
Oh, that's cool.
Telling people how to winterize their vehicles.
That's awesome.
Right?
Of course, Man Tools is brought to you by our friends at EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs, home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change, and our home. EXO knows that finding the problem is the first step to getting your car right, which is why they provide diagnostics at no charge in most cases. And they do fleet services, fluid services, repair services, and much more. They work on all makes and models, including high-mileage cars, and they offer a 24,000-mile, 2-year nationwide warranty. Call EXO at 719-375-3232, and that is actually their number. or go online to exoautoworks.com and book your appointment right away. And, of course, that means it's our time for our tools of the week. And we're back to people. I don't know what to say.
Well, they're just the sharpest.
We're going to start with, fittingly enough, an automotive-related set of tools. So, this video is taken by a couple of fellas in a car who were trying to help these ladies out. And the ladies think that the fellas are just trying to hit on them. So they're kind of like, fuck off, go away. They're like, no, we're trying to help you. Anyways, we're trying to mansplain how this works.
Right, we're mansplaining.
So check this out.
Hitting on you. We're not... Hey, we're... Okay. Should we try and help?
Maybe just hop out and just...
Okay, here. Stop. Hey, just stop for a second. We're not hitting on...
So they've got like a set
you.
Of jumper cables between help. The two cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need to stop.
No,
take the cables
don't.
Off.
You have
both
to
cars
them.
Are running.
You could get electrocuted.
Now they're moving and she's holding...
I don't...
Yeah.
Jumper cables.
I really don't understand.
What is happening?
Look at
this. That are connected to two running
it's gonna charge
cars.
The battery, but that's not charging your battery, though.
Stop.
You both cars are working. You don't need to
My
plug it in.
My dad's a mechanic. I know.
Your dad's a mechanic? Well, you should call him.
You really should.
This is crazy.
Seriously, stop recording.
No, what? We're not.
Like, stop recording. We're not interested. We said it 1,000 times.
We're not interested in you.
No, if you do that, you could hurt
okay,
yourself.
Okay, we don't need your guys' help. We're fine. We've got
we're
it.
Fine.
Please stop recording.
Your dad's a mechanic. It really seems like it.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ma'am, just take it off.
We're trying to get the air to work.
Both
that's the part that cracked me up.
Get the air conditioning
so they're
the
not doing anything with the.
We're trying to get the air to work
with the batteries. They just want to get the AC to work.
It has nothing to do with your battery.
Yes, it does. We know what we're doing.
Go ahead. Good luck.
We know what we're doing.
Man, I want to. Wow, I want to tattoo that face on my ass. I know what I'm doing.
All right. And another tool of the week.
We should just watch that again. Sorry, dude.
I want
the AC to work.
This one just about tops it to me. But we'll let you guys be the judge. As you can see, the caption there says, I've been a vegan for 2 years, and we're going to check out what this vegan person is doing.
I have been vegan for 2 years.
I don't know why they got the AI voice.
Due to allergies, sensitivities, and medical reasons, I have to start eating fish.
Because you're dying.
Your diet sucks.
I'm really sad.
Throw some bacon on there.
I follow you into the. I got the most sustainable wild-caught salmon I could find.
I never loved one like you. Boats and boats and waterfalls, alleyways and pitfall calls.
I'm literally having a breakdown over this piece of fish, RN.
What?
I'm doing more damage to my body trying to eat foods my body cannot tolerate.
So I'm gonna pause that.
It's
yeah,
for the
that's
best.
What a vegan diet does.
That is exactly what a vegan diet does. There you go.
Humans aren't meant to eat like that. Anyways.
It's already dead.
Yeah.
I ate it. I'm the most pathetic
and
person
yes, that
ever
is also
fishy.
True.
Thing is, these are the people who are influencing our kids.
Yep.
This
yes,
is what
they
see.
Yeah. Yeah. Tootsie Roll was asking about getting TikTok.
No.
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 You're never going to have that on your phone.
You can be 25. Same age as when you're allowed to have a boyfriend.
That's right.
30.
All right.
I already made her that deal. She signed that contract.
I know she did.
She signed it.
And let's see. From that, we're going to get into what's pissing us off, or at least me. What's pissing me off this week.
All right. I'm curious.
Well.
Because it wasn't fish fingers and
no, they were just tools.
And
you know,
cable women.
No, those don't piss me off. They're just tools. But we'll get into what's pissing me off. All right, so here's what's pissing me off. Teachers that are politically indoctrinating children. So we're going to start with this. This is a Project Veritas video, which if you don't know what they do, they catch on hidden camera folks like this. So here's a teacher, I guess.
Coming to you from your part of the world, Keys.
Yeah. This teacher thinks that he has a new buddy, and they start opening up about stuff that they probably shouldn't, and then they publish the videos. So
shady.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little.
I mean,
but,
you know.
I think it's important that some of this stuff comes out, like this.
I have 180 days to turn him into revolutionaries.
How do you so do he's that? A communist, and he's just saying he has 180 days to turn his students into revolutionaries, which is that's not his fucking job. His job is not to turn anyone into a revolutionary. And you can see he has an Antifa shirt on.
Fuck out of them. Sacramento organization that is under the banner of Antifa is very loosely organized, right? When there is like right wing rallies and stuff, then we like will create an opposition to that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Where would he go to connect to some of these organizations? Like,
I post a calendar every week.
Awesome.
And then so like it's and I do it for extra credit, so they get points for doing it. Like,
so the kids can earn extra credit by coming to Antifa rallies. Now here's what I'm curious.
Good job,
about.
Cone. Teachers' jobs are to guide children to get an idea to think for themselves.
Yes, not to put the ideas.
Not to indoctrinate kids with your ideas.
Yes.
Jesus.
Exactly.
encourages them to do it. And I've had like students show up for like protests, community events, you know, tabling, food distribution, all sorts of things. They, when they go, they take pictures, they write up a reflection. That's their extra present. Like,
that's
I
a picture
have
of his classroom.
On my roof.
He's got a pride flag and an Antifa flag
on my wall. And a student complained about that, and he said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable, so if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to. So the Cultural Revolution in the 60s was fixing the problem that came about after the economic one. It ultimately failed, right? There was a lot of excesses.
Oh, so communism didn't work right?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, you know, shot in the streets that probably shouldn't have been.
Incredibly ugly behavior come out of this city. And you can see a couple of people over there that might be demonstrating that.
I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
Yeah, we're not going to watch this whole 12-minute video.
No, that was enough.
Yeah. Look, I remember, I saw somebody brought this up somewhere on the interwebs. And I was like, yeah. I had no idea what any of my teachers' political affiliations were when I was a kid. Zero. I knew that one of my teachers was Jewish only because there was some... I forget what we were doing, but it was something where like we were having cake, and he's like, no, I can't because it's... And he named the holiday where they fast.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm trying to go back and think now. It's hard.
I had no idea who was...
Except,
I mean, the
thing was, it was after you got to college, and then that was the big joke. Oh, now you're a freshman in college, now you're a socialist, and then
right.
By sophomores, you'll be communists, and by
right.
Yeah, by seniors, you'll be, you know, capitalists. Like, that was what you're supposed to do in college, is, you know, get that all
once
screwed up.
You work a job and see you're withholding, you hate all of it.
You hate all of them. You realize what the hell this is all about. That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm really trying to think hard. I'm trying to really, really, really think. Like, all the teachers. I
now,
really can't.
I do remember. They didn't go on strike, but they were picketing the teachers' union. And I remember my dad, like, calling them commies or something just because they were in a union.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, yeah.
None of them were out, like, outright
no.
saying anything. And they weren't even like saying, "Hey, you should have your parents."
We're going to give you extra credit.
Pressure the school
if
board
you could,
to do the,
if you
the
could
thing
go
that we
work
want
the
them
table,
to do with our contract.
Yeah, you
know?
Go work the table so our union could get. Nope. No, I'm having a hard.
They were just holding signs that said whatever it was. I don't even, you know, I was a little kid, so I don't really remember. I just kind of remember asking like, "What's going on?" And I think I asked my mom because my dad worked during the day. So I asked my mom that night what was happening with like the teachers holding signs when we were getting dropped off and picked up. And my dad chimed in. They were a bunch of commies.
Yeah, sure.
Aren't happy with their pay or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's funny. I'm trying to think. The basketball coach was a bit of a drunk. You know, like after hours, you'd see him on weekends. I'd be playing the bars. He'd be in there smashed. The history teacher was a painter in the summer because I used to see him working. That's... Wow. Those people were true professionals because they kept their shit on lock, apparently, when we were kids.
Well, the other weird thing I think today is they all have social media. For whatever reason, they let the kids follow them or whatever. I mean, I don't know about you, but like my Facebook is friends only, and then I don't just let everyone that sends a request be my friend.
No, that's a bad idea.
Like, I remember it was weird if you saw a teacher somewhere that wasn't school.
See, yeah, Keys, that is, well, that's the thin end of the wedge. She's saying that she was in high school. Everyone was pretty much vocal about being Democrat.
In the faculty?
That's what I'm assuming, yeah. Which
I don't even remember in high school knowing.
No. I mean, we had and Reagan and Bush, and nobody really. I mean, the only really
kind of the beginning of Clinton for me.
Beginning of Clinton, or yeah, Reagan and Bush, but nobody was just like, oh, you know, it was the election, and they used it as a teaching tool of
right how the system.
This
works.
Is how the system works, and
I think we even had a like a mock.
Oh yeah, for
if
sure.
If you want, go vote, and we'll see who our school would have picked to be the president.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, we had that too.
And they had like a copy of the actual ballots. It wasn't a bunch of copies, and we could fill them out or whatever.
Definitely wasn't like, oh my god, our guy won. Whoa!
No,
I love Ronald Reagan.
No,
everybody freaking out. No, it was just like, yeah, whatever.
In fact, I remember teachers talking about how.
Keys.
I kind of remember somebody asking like a civics teacher, and he was like, "No, that's who he voted for right after an election. He said, that's none of your business.
None of your business.
It's a secret ballot."
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Definitely, I think though,
Keys was indoctrinated.
Was she in California then?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the difference.
That's Cali, man.
School system compared to the California school system.
Damn.
But even that, like, okay, you know that they're part of a particular party or vote a certain way. That's a lot different than I have the hammer and sickle.
Still, yeah. I mean, that's the thin end of the wedge, but still. I mean, it's like, it's on this. Randy's like, I voted Reagan. As an American brother, you don't need to tell us that. That was your choice. No, Keith says she was in Boston. Boston.
Well, okay. That's another, like, ultra-liberal...
Hotbed.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just... I mean, Randy and I were in high school, you know, when Reagan was...
He's the first president I remember seeing on TV.
Yeah. I mean, big time.
I was born when Carter was in office, but I don't remember that. I remember Reagan.
Haroo!
And I don't know. When I was a kid, it was even weird if you saw a teacher at like the grocery store.
Oh yeah, I'm like, what? Oh, I don't want to deal with this right now. Like,
you eat?
Yeah, no. You fucking harpy.
You don't just like turn off and go limp at the school and then turn back on when school starts.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't so much weird for me. I think it's because summer sports had a lot of coaches that were also teachers. They needed to make a living, so
right.
They coached in the summer too. So I ran into them a lot.
All right, this next one.
another one. California.
Yep.
Fuck.
This story coming out of Costa Mesa.
After a teacher's personal TikTok about conducting the Pledge of Allegiance in her class goes viral.
So during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance.
And prompts a district investigation.
My room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And
right, I'm going to pause it back to the other guy's point. Like, if the flag makes you uncomfortable, well, it's designed to do that because you must not believe... So she's uncomfortable because of the American flag?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you should go live somewhere else.
I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet.
In the post, the Back Bay High School teacher then goes on to say how she addressed a student's concern about the way the Pledge of Allegiance was being conducted in her class.
My kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I gotta find it. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he, like, looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
She points to the LGBTQ pride flag. Today, some
is.
Pride flags could be seen around the campus. Several.
There it is. There it is.
So look, I'm going to lay some stuff out about the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm not a big fan. For those that don't know the history, it was actually written by a socialist preacher who was contracted to do so by a flag manufacturer to sell more flags, to drum up some patriotism and get those flags going. For those that don't know, the original thing was not this, it was actually this.
Look it up, people. There's video footage out there.
That all being said, if any kind of Pledge of Allegiance is going to be said in America, I'd say it needs to be to America.
And growing up not knowing all that stuff and having a, I don't know, an idealistic mind frame of this country didn't bother me. I said it. I'm like, you know what? We're awesome and we're going to make this awesome. We're going to do good things. And the naivety of myself as a kid.
My dad, who's I've probably mentioned, is a rather religious feller. He had a fucking cow when they were just discussing the possibility of dropping One Nation Under God from the end of it.
You mean what, after they added it later?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have to have something to say about this whole this teacher who, this young woman, whoa man, this young woman who decided that her ego was more important than her job, her responsibility to these kids, and decided to do some stupid shit and post it on TikTok so that everybody could see it.
You know what? To be honest, I would be more comfortable with a teacher that said, the Pledge of Allegiance is fascist and we're not doing it in my classroom.
Yeah. At least I'd be like, well, now we have an argument.
We're not even going to stand. We're not going to do that. You know, great. The rest of the school is going to do the thing. I'm not participating in that. But to go, I feel uncomfortable from the flag, so I took it down.
I feel uncomfortable.
While no one was here, because that's what she's getting at when she says
that's
it was
exactly
during COVID.
Right.
While no one was here. So
no one here was telling me anything.
And then I could go, oh, I just lost it. I don't know what happened to it.
That kind of spineless shit drives me crazy. Spineless, gutless wonder. And then, oh, yeah, there's a flag you can... it's kind of missing the point. That flag, I'm proud to fly it underneath the one supposed to be there. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've harped on this long enough. We're losing them.
I would say so.
And they didn't want to chime in on it.
Which means, we're getting into some
history.
There's no sports really going on right now.
Right.
So we'll do that, and we'll bounce.
Come to his end in the gutter. Fitting back to the hoop.
All right, let's get learned with some history.
Is this Newfoundland?
No.
Because there's...
That is a Newfoundland dog. September 23rd. 1806, the Lewis and Clark expedition arrived back in St. Louis, just over 3 years after they departed.
Dog's like, get me the fuck out of here.
That dog is very happy to not be out in the middle, even more in the middle of nowhere. Everywhere was kind of in the middle of nowhere back then.
And they did it all without hoarding toilet paper. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Dude, have you read, the historical documents on Lewis and Clark?
No, I've just watched the Chris Farley movie.
They thought mercury was a fucking wonder drug.
Yeah.
Can't shit, take some mercury.
Shit your brains out.
Shitting your brains out, take some mercury. Yep. Stomach hurts, take some mercury. Got a sniffle, have some mercury.
They lived the ripe old age of 29.
Yeah, they did.
riddled with cancer.
Yes. Let's see. September 24th, 1979, CompuServe offers one of the first... the way it puts it is this is kind of weird. One of the first online services to customers. It was one of the first... basically, the first one of the first internet service providers. They would give you a disk,
ish, yeah.
And you could get, I don't know what you could do online in 1979. I guess it would be kind of like email-ish,
yeah.
Maybe message board stuff.
Message board networking with other like-minded, usually scientists or...
I mean, the internet back then couldn't handle an image.
They made a buttload of image in a day. Dude, they just had mojos were barely a thing at that point. You know what that is?
No.
A mojo?
No.
It was like the precursor to the fax machine.
Jeez.
It took like 18 minutes a page over a data line, which CompuServe was part of.
Yeah.
They were helping out. They sold a lot of that to colleges so they could network. Because networking was like starting to be the big thing.
Well, I know in the 70s, the first internet crime. This is hilarious. Because, of course, the internet was originally developed by the government. So it was actually illegal. The only people that had access to it were people that were working on the program to create it. And it was actually illegal to use a government, I forget how it was worded, government equipment or whatever for non-government
business. Non-government use.
Well, they had a conference on the internet, and a guy left his watch like in London and chatted to everyone that was at the conference, did anyone see my watch? And technically that was illegal because he was conducting personal business on the government equipment.
Right. That's good shit. All false, by the way. All of it false because the internet was invented
by Al Gore.
Al Gore in 1987. Seriously, right. Guys. Man, bear, pig.
Let's see. September 25th. Where am I? There we go. September 25th, 1804. I've always found this stuff interesting. The 12th Amendment was ratified, which changed the procedure for choosing the president and vice president. Previously, whoever came in second in electoral votes became the vice president. The thinking being that it was good to have like some conflict and somebody to have an opposing voice.
Sure.
That quickly got squashed, where if you read anything about John Adams while he was the vice president,
Dick.
Washington didn't talk to him about a fucking thing. He would sit at the Senate because he was the other function of the vice president is to be the president of the Senate,
mm-hmm.
bored out of his mind because he can't vote unless there's a tie, and Washington didn't want to hear his opinion about anything. He would try to like insert himself, and Washington would basically tell him to shut the fuck up. I'm the president. I'm handling it. So rather quickly they saw a flaw in this, and the 12th Amendment fixed that, where now it's the system we have now where they run as running mates, and if need be whether resignation or firing or whatever, a vice president can be replaced the same way any other member of the cabinet is. The president appoints somebody and they get confirmed by the Senate. There you go. Let's see. September 26th, 2008. I'm probably going to butcher this name. I think it's Yves. Y-V-E-S. Anybody speak French? Rossi, a Swiss pilot and inventor, is the first person to fly a jet-powered wing across the English Channel. And as you can see, that's as cool as the motorcycle.
Yep.
If you had both, you'd be Batman. or some other superhero, I guess.
This bastard's not out there fighting crime.
Let's see. September 27th, 1920. Eight Chicago White Sox players are charged with fixing the 1919 World Series. Yep. Messy business.
Messy. Made a movie about it.
They sure a couple of movies, but yep. Field of Dreams sticks out.
8 Men Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, September 28th, 2008.
Recent-ish.
SpaceX launches the first private spacecraft, the Falcon 1. When they say private, it wasn't developed under, because NASA wanted it, or to NASA's specifications. And some more recent history, they just welcomed back from orbit the very first all privately employed, you know, they're not employed by NASA to do it, crew that went up to space.
Yep. There's got to be a big pissing match going on there. We're not going to share our satellite information with you. You hit a fleck of paint and blew your shit up.
That's true. And then finally, September 29th, 1493. I'm going to have to zoom that in so everyone can see. Christopher Columbus leaves Cadiz, Spain. I'm probably butchering that too. On his second voyage to the New World. As you can see in the route, he came as far as Cuba that time. The first time he landed in Española, which is kind of highlighted by that arrow that says La Isabella. And that's the island which is now the Dominican Republic in Haiti. And yeah. The one thing I'll say there, because I saw a post about it recently, about colonizers and how evil they are.
And how the Native Americans should have built the first wall instead of...
Well,
I saw that. That was awesome.
Look, you spend months or years, depending on where you're going, in a ship. You can't bring enough food for a round trip. So what are you supposed to do when you get there if there's people? Just go, oh, sorry, my bad, and leave? At the very least, you either need to have them voluntarily help you or take some of their shit so that you can get back.
Yeah, you either pay for it or take it, one or the other. There's Newfoundland. We were talking about it earlier. random. Let's see.
I mean, the Vikings, too. The reason they became a problem was because the church made it a law that you couldn't trade with pagans. They were trading with the Christians.
Up to a certain point.
And then suddenly they took a trip out there and the Christians were like, oh, we're not allowed to trade with you. And they went, well, we still need this stuff. So are you going to trade? And they're like, we can't. Okay. I guess we're just going to kill you and take it.
All right, we're doing this the easy way, boys. That's what happened. Dude, I wish we had a time machine. We could do a Man Tools time machine. That'd be great.
That would be amazing.
That would be so amazing.
So that has been this week in his story.
If anybody's wondering, there's two weird things on this map. The route that was taken on the second trip,
mm-hmm.
you have to remember the winds were... the things propelling the ships.
That's true.
So hence why the route looks a little funky. And number two, that's where Van Halen grew up. It was right there in Panama.
Okay. Did they jump there?
They jumped there.
Or did they drive 55? They couldn't. No, that's Sammy on his own. Never mind.
No, they couldn't.
I fucked that one up.
They couldn't drive 55. We could go deep dive on this. They had some balance. And then they went back to Amsterdam in those mean streets of Cuba.
Was a diver down while they were out there?
That was only in the Bahamas. Did some diver down. Found a pretty woman or two. And then once they got back to Europe, they had a really good pyrotechnics team. Nobody.
I'm not getting the reference.
No. All right. Well, maybe I'll get it later. good times. Eruption? Vesuvius?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Pompeii?
Okay.
Eruption? Got it.
All right.
Well, we lost y'all. Thanks for watching and or listening on whatever devices. That you pause your porn to be able to enjoy this show on. you check us out on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. Our social media is everything over at linktree.com/mantoolsmedia, including links to buy our new soap at the toolbar. It's available in black oak, fresh cut wood, my favorite, exfoliating cedar, and coming soon, which I heard was in its final phases of beta testing.
It's
leather.
It's still curing because it has to get hard enough that it doesn't just disintegrate in the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, leather is on its way. And it smells amazing.
Alk from Crafts by Karen Lane on Etsy. Please go over and check that out. Order up your soap today. The Mantles merch for all other merch and merch related accoutrement. Check us out at mantoolsmedia.redbubble.com. Again, thank you guys. Remember, you can call in, you can email, tweet us, twat us, whatever you got to do. Thanks for engaging us in some of our tirades and our rants. It was a lot of fun tonight, and we will see you guys next week. Same man time, same man channel.
Good night, everybody.